My name is Zhao Gang Wang from Alibaba Group. I'm very glad to be here to give this talk. My topic is about the smart monitoring system for anomaly detection on business trends in Alibaba. In this talk, I will give a brief introduction to the Alibaba Group. Then I'll say something about the background knowledge for the Alibaba's business trends, why we need to do the monitoring on business trends, and how we've done it. First, I'd like to say something about myself. I'm a senior specialist of the Global Operating Center team in Alibaba Group. My job is mainly about the business trend monitoring, business fault diagnosis, and root cause analysis, and also the data warehouse for infrastructure and operation data. Before I joined Alibaba, I was a senior engineer of the SRE team in Baidu. So before I start a talk on the algorithm of monitoring, let's take a brief look to the Alibaba Group. Alibaba's mission is to make it easy to do business everywhere. So we provide the fundamental technology infrastructure and platform for business people all over the world. The major business of Alibaba Group include Taobao, the largest C2C platform in China, and Tmall, the largest third-party platform for brands and retailers in China. Also, we have AliExpress, which is a popular global marketplace for the consumers. And we have Ant Financial. The financial service provider focuses on serving the small and micro enterprises and consumers, including the most popular online payment system in China, Alipay, and also maybe the popular payment system in Singapore, as these days I can see the logo of Alipay in several stores. Also, we have the Alibaba Cloud, which is the leading cloud computing and data management company. As I mentioned above, we have many business units in Alibaba Group, and each of the business units might have several web pages or platforms. The web services are deployed and running on millions of servers or containers, so the online faults are inevitable. We have many faults across many business units, so we need a strong mechanism to discover the faults and send alarms and notifications, help to quick recovery. In order to do the fault management, we list all the business units, business functions, or pages. Then we discuss every possibility of faults. After the discussion, the faults priority definitions were established. So this is about all kind of possibility of all faults across all the business units. The most of the fault priority definitions can be measured by one or more time series data. So we can discover the business faults by doing anomaly detection on the time series data. In order to do anomaly detection on the business trends, we need to know the features of them. The SRE team is very familiar with the system metrics, such as the CPU load, the average response time, etc. But unlike the system metrics, the business trends are determined by a variety of technical and non-technical factors. Not only the runtime status of the programs and servers, but also the user behaviors and habits, as well as the social events, will have a significant impact on the business trends. Fortunately, we found that there are three important features of the business trends. First, cyclicity. The cycle of most the business trends is one day. Nearly the same outline repeats day after day, just like our life. The second, holiday effect. On holidays, the outline of the trend is obviously different from the working days. In this figure, the outline of the middle 3 days is lower than the normal working days. So let's guess what kind of holiday they are. We have a two-day weekend every week, so this is not a typical weekend. Okay, this is the Qingming Festival in China, which is also referred as the Tomb Sweeping Festival. So the trend is lower than the normal working days. It's also different from the normal weekends. And the third feature is the noise and interference. Besides the normal vernaculates, system faults and external factors, such as the spiders or attacks, always cause a lot of noise on the curves. The three features of business trends bring us some convenience on anomaly detection, but there are three big challenges. First, how to adopt the characteristics of the different business trends. Second, how to meet the artificial standard of the business trends. As we mentioned above, we have very detailed fault priority definitions across every business unit. So the monitoring system should obey these rules created by human. The third challenge is how to get all these configurations all in automation. A monitoring system with a variety of ever-changing parameters will be very difficult to use and to maintain. So how to reduce the labor cost of initializing and updating all these parameters will be a big challenge. So in the next part of this talk, I will focus on how do we do the anomaly detection on business trends by responding to these three challenges. The time series anomaly detection is a not new topic. Many talks and papers have summarized the approaches on this field. I am going to classify these approaches into two categories, the local trend-based categories and the historical trend-based categories. The local trend-based approaches are easy to use, but do not work well in some scenarios, especially on complex business data. The other category is the historical trend-based category. And these approaches always need to do something to get the prediction of the business trend using the historical data. Then they do the anomaly judgment according to the prediction. As it's also easy to understand, the word anomaly means being different with normal. So if we want to discover the anomaly, we need to know what is normal in advance. And this is the prediction. The most straightforward approach is to use the historical segment average value as the predicted value. And this was fine in many scenarios. And the other approach, the time series decomposition approaches, such as the hot winters and STL, always try to decompose the curve into several components. And then they add the components together to get a prediction. In recent years, some approaches based on deep learning, such as LSTM, was also adopted to this field to get predictions. So there are many approaches. We need to have a choice. First, the local trend-based approaches are not suitable for the business trends. Then, among the historical data-based approaches, considering the cost, the effectiveness, and also based on the result of our experiments, we choose the STL approach finally. This STL is not the standard template library in the C++ language, but the approach of the seasonal trend on noise. This is a time series analysis approach. This approach has three advantages. First, it is suitable for clinical data. Second, it is suitable for data with drifting trends. Third, comparing with the hot winters approach, STL is more robust to the local changes and the local noises and interference. So we are going to do anomaly detection based on the STL approach. And the first step is to use the STL to get a good prediction. How to get a good prediction? What is a good prediction? A good prediction is the predicted value should be the normal value that we assume that the trend is supposed to be. Thus, a good prediction is likely to have the following features. First, it fits original business trends curve accurately. Second, it should be smooth and stable, despite of the noises in the historical data. Unfortunately, if we use the STL approach directly on the historical data, the predicted curve will not be so ideal like this figure shows. The predicted curve will be affected by noises caused by some external factors. Also, the predicted curve is not smooth enough to be the baseline of the anomaly detection. And what's more, when the recent trend is going up or down, the changes of the predicted curve fall behind the change of the recent trend. In other words, the latest predicted value is insensitive to the changes of the recent trend. As these drawbacks exist, the effectiveness of the predicted curve as the baseline for anomaly detection is very limited and will cause lots of false alarms. So our solution is the customized data pre-processing before the STL decomposition. So this is our solution. First, we remove the historical noises such as the local spurts or sudden drops with specific filters. Then we adopt some data smoothing method. Third, we construct some data of future using the segment average historical data and append them to the end of the original data, like the figure shows. The purpose of doing this is to improve STL's insensitiveness to the recent trend change. The iterations inside STL algorithm will use the data before or after the point to estimate the current value. As for the end point of the time series, there's no data after it. So the completion of the future data extends the original time series with the responsible historical data. Thus, we solve the problem. But indeed, to construct some vivid future data is not that easy. The outline of the historical data is always higher or lower than the current outlines, so we do the data smoothing again to adjust the outline to the same level. So after so many complex and customized data processing, we use the STL approach on the processed data, and a better prediction is born. This figure shows how a better predicted curve looks like. Despite of the blue curve, the original value has a lot of noise and wavings, the red curve fits well all the time. So the red curve is our predicted value using the STL on the pre-processed data. Once we've got a predicted curve, anomaly detection seemed easy. First, we know that the residence equals the real time minus the predicted value. If the residence is greater than n times of the sigma, the points should be abnormal. But the question is, does n always equal to 3? 3 is the value, is the threshold by our experience. We already know that different business trends have different features, so the answer is no. N doesn't always equal to 3. We can see that sigma is the standard deviation of the curve, and different curves have different sigma. Within one curve, the sigma varies with the time segment. Also, to meet the artificial standards of the fault definitions, even the way of dividing the time segment varies with the business trends. So we need different ends for different time segments for each business trend, and also different ends for each time segment. So after all these, a monitoring system with many, many parameters has born. As I mentioned in the beginning, it is a big challenge to initialize and update these parameters. But after overcoming so many obstacles, this challenge is not so hard to us. How to determine the ends in automation? For a specific curve, the first step is to divide the time cycle into the several time segments according to the distribution of residence. We adopt a simple clustering method to ensuring that the points inside the same time segment has the close residence value, and there won't be too many time segments. One time segment lasts long enough. After the division of time segments, we can initialize the n for each time segment according to the given confidence intervals. So up to now, we have generated every n for every time segment of every business trend. So we have so many n's. Because we have artificial standards to different business trends, so these n's might not be so accurate for one specific business trend. So we have the killer method. We adjust the n according to the manual feedbacks automatically. Yes, we have the learning data. We know that the learning data is crucial for most machine learning projects, and we are no exception. Before we apply algorithms to business trend monitoring, the artificial staring at the screen monitoring team has worked for this for years. They check the effectiveness of every alarm triggered by the monitoring system. Thus, we have the learning data for the precision. Also, they kept on checking the missing alarms, so we have the learning data for recall. Like many machine learning projects, before we start training with the learning data, we need to emphasize on the unified standard of unlabeling. After that, there are still some errors and self-contradictory in the labeling data, so we have to work around with that. For every segment in every business trend, we adjust the parameter n according to the false alarms to improve our precision of the system, and adjust the n according to the missing alarms to improve the recall. And we also design a criteria to avoid endless loop. As a result, if the business trend remains stable, the feedback loop will get an accurate n after several times of loop. So after so many details of algorithm, let's look at the effect. Our approach is now working as the major anomaly detection system for the Global Operations Center team in Alibaba Group. We are monitoring hundreds of major business trends in Alibaba Group. The precision of the system is 80%. By comparison, the precision of the traditional monitoring systems is only 30%. And the recall of the system is 80%. It is worth mentioning that the precision and recall are tested on an opening data set. The time series data is updating every minute, as well as the manual evaluations. So the above precision and recall is the average value of the recent weeks. Frankly speaking, 80% is not a very high score. We are looking forward to get a higher precision, maybe 90% in the future. But in fact, it is very difficult to make precision higher than 90% and under such scenarios, because the business trend kept changing. The only unchanged is change. Once the trend changes, there will be some false alarms, and the system will do the adjustments automatically to get new parameters. But during adjustment, the false alarm will exist, so there's no 100% precision. Based on the output of anomaly detection on the business trends, our work on some related topics is also undergoing. First, we noticed that the characteristics of the system metrics are quite different from the business trends metrics. And the whole algorithm above is too heavy to be adapted to thousands of curves. So as a result, we are developing a lightweight anomaly detection method to the system metrics in different ways. Second, since we've known the anomaly points in all the business trends, we can do the association rule mining on these outputs of the anomaly detection. So we can learn from the rules to know that which business trends appear abnormal together. And these facts can be used to give early warnings for some potential business faults. Then, once we got the alarms across the abnormal business trends, there might be business fault. we can do some root cause analysis and diagnosis based on the output of the anomaly detection and other detailed information, help to locate the root cause. So that's all. Thank you very much.